Tonight, Beis the Chalamoid at Kehilas Oel Moshe, Simchas Pesach Sheva, invites all men and bochrim. Tonight is Avrami Rosenbaum, Aaron Bamberger, and Mordechai Hochberg.
And the raffle.
And there's a raffle, £15,000 cash draw.
Here's nine.
All welcome.
For young children, there's also a raffle. There's 6:30 to 7:30 for young children. Based on Chalamoid, Yud Ches Tishri, Thursday the 20th of October, Rabbi Shlomi Yitzhok, Bixnishvana, why all the fuss about rain on Sukkos?
Today we will discuss the topic of why we make such a fuss when it rains on Sukkos. And we will start with an interesting shaila that the Shavus Yaakov had. The Shavus Yaakov was one of the Gedolei Yisrael, one of the Gedolei Apoiskim. He wrote many Sforim. In the Shulchan Aruch we have Chok Yaakov on Hilchas Pesach. And there's on Hilchas Nida, there's Torah Hashlomim. And he also wrote a Tshuva Sefer called Shalos HaTshuvas Shavus Yaakov. The Shavus Yaakov was a Rav in many different cities. 302 years ago, he came to Worms. It was a Ir Ve'Envi Yisrael, the city of Worms. And he writes, B'Chodesh Kislev, Tof Ayin Hai. Kishabosi lekabala rabbonus bekila kadosh of Worms, hoya chodesh yemei maunon va'arofel. It was a cloudy month. It was first you wait, some wait 3 days, some wait 5 days, 7 days. The days came and went, and there was no levona to be seen, and they could not make kiddush levona. And the time passed, half of the month passed. And the Sazman Kiddush Levona came and went, and there was no Levona the whole time. The Nishalti, he says, Me'ezer Balabatim, Sheshamu Me'ezer Rav, they heard from a certain Rav, Shegozar Tainis Ala Tzibur B'Shvilzeh, that in a different city, when they had such a situation, that there was no Levona to make Kiddush Levona on, they were Gozar Tainis. So they wanted to know, and they wanted to be Goizetainis in Worms on in that Chodesh Kislev. So the Shavus Yaakov writes as follows. I don't know why. He doesn't doubt that that's what that Rav said, but he says, I don't know why the Rav said such a type of a thing. Maybe he has a Kabbalah Mirabai B'Dovar Zeh. Ve'im Kabbalah, nekabel. If it's a Kabbalah, nekabel. Aval adin, yesh tshuva. If we want to start to be mefalpul, there's a major argument to be had about this inyan. So he starts off, what would be the closest scenario, the closest type of situation where we find such a type of a thing? So L'chayr, he says, the closest place where we find such a scenario is rain on Sukkos. What do we find in the Gaber rain on Sukkos? So by rain on Sukkos, the Mishnah tells us that it's like Evet, Sheshofach le'Rabbi Kintin al-Ponov, Evet Shabbo Limzoik, Kois le'Rabbi, and the Rabbi says, I'efshi b'shimushach, I don't need your services, and he throws him out. So L'Choyre, he says, that just like by the Inyan of Sukkah, which is an Inyan of Avodas Hashem, and the fact that it rains means, I'efshi b'shimushach, the same way, Kiddush Levona is Kabbalas Pnei Hashchin, as we say, that what we say by the way, you know, that it's Ka'ini of Kabbalas Pnei Hashchin. And therefore, L'Choyre, it should be the same thing. However, says the Shavus Yaakov, there's a very big difference. By Sukkos, when do we find that there's a Kapeda of Eved Shabbat Limzer Kosh the Rabbi? That is only when a person is sitting in a sukkah. and Yardu Gishomim while he is sitting in a sukkah, that shows I'm in the middle of doing a mitzvah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling me, I don't need you sitting in the sukkah. You can get out. However, says the Shvus Yaakov, an interesting chiddush, we know that there's a halacha that on the first night of sukkahs, even if it rains, you have to go in. And according to the Taz, you make a bracha leishav sukkah. We don't paskin like that. We don't make a bracha. Mishaburu says you don't make. But there are paskin that say you make a bracha leishav sukkah. Why? Pashtus, the reason is that according to many Rishonim, there's a mitzvah of sukkah on the first night. We have a gezeirah shova. Stamazoi, the patur of sitting in the rain is al stage ukein toduru. But on the first night, we have a special limud so that it's not nichlal in Teju Kein Todur. But the Shvus Yaakov wants to say that according to this inyan, that it's Evet Shemozek Tchoyz L'Raboi V'Shavach L'Kitan Alponov, he says the first night, there's no such thing as Shavach L'Kitan Alponov. Because Shavach L'Kitan Alponov is only when a person is in the middle of doing a mitzvah. However, if he's only starting, then we don't find that inyan. So Oy Bazoi, by the inyan of Kiddush Levono, it's not pshat that they were in the middle of doing a mitzvah and they were forced out. There was no levana to be had this month. There was no levana. That's how he wants to be mechalik first. But then he says that lemaisa mitzada svara, both are bad. In other words, not only if a person is in the middle of doing a mitzvah and he's forced out of it, is it an inyan of shofach lekitan alponov, but even if a person can't do a mitzvah, he wants to do a mitzvah, and he sees min hashamayim, they're not allowing him to do a mitzvah, that is equally as bad. And the reason why we sit in the sukkah the first night is because we have a special limud. But it's not pshat that it's not an inyan of Evet Sheshofach L'Kitten, Rabbi Kitten Alponov. But Lemaise, so he says, that L'Choyre, if we see by sukkah that rain is a terrible thing, then L'Choyre, this Rav, that paskin, that he should be going to Tainus, on not being able to be mekadosh halavana, the chayre yesh lo yal milismoich, just like by the inyan of rain. But lemaisa, he says that achar ha'ion, he says kat ma'ainin and shaper. When we ma'ain properly, yira the chol zahi binyan kavua al yisoid ra'ua. The whole yisoid doesn't shtim. Why? So he says that we have a gemara. In a few places, in Brochas, and in Shabbos, and Kiddushin, Omar Rav Ami, Choshav Lasos Mitzvah, V'nenas, if a person wanted to do a mitzvah, and then there's an oynas, and he can't do the mitzvah, Ma'ala Olav HaKosov Ki'ilu Osa, V'imkein, Ma'achashash Yesh B'zeh, Al Shaloi Kitshu Alavono, Ma'achmas Oynas Men HaShemayim. L'choyre, they're ready, they're able, they're willing, but they can't do it. So, Oy Bazoi, he wants to say that mitzad, the fact that they weren't able to do a mitzvah, that's not a problem. So the question is, why by sukkah do we have a problem when we have rain in the sukkah? So what? If it's raining, we tried, we did our best, we can't, we're potter. It's an oynas, choshev lasos mitzvah, venenas. So the Shvus Yaakov doesn't fa'emfer this nekud. Now, the Shvus Yaakov introduces another inyan, another place where we find this inyan of not being able to do a mitzvah being a problem. So he brings the Gemara in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah Daf Tezayin says as follows: Amar Rav Yitzchak, Kol Shana Shein Toikin Lo B'Tchilaso Meirin Lo B'Soifa. Any year where there was no blowing of shofar taking place in the beginning of the year, they should be very careful because this year is not going to end in the right way. Meirin lo b'soifa, made my timer, the lo yi'erev of satan. You didn't confuse the satan with the tkiya shofar, and therefore you have to worry about what the outcome of that year is going to be. Tosfos brings mefarish v'alochas gedoilus. Love the miklash b'shabbat. We're not talking in a year when the Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos where you can't blow shofar mishim gezeres chazal. Elo the isyalad oinsa. An oinus happened. So l'chayra, what's an oinus? An oinus means, we find in the poskim, in the city, ganovim came, they stole the shofar. Rosh Hashanah morning, early morning, they stole the shofar. There's no shofar. And the closest city is chutz l'tchom, and such a type of a scenario. So l'chayra, if we have a makar, that even when there's an oinus, there's an Indian of Kol Shana Shem Marila B'Tchilasa Marila B'Soifa Itokla B'Soifa Marila B'Soifa L'Choyre, why should there be a problem if they were ready and Choshav Lasas Mitzvah V'Nenas Mala Olav HaKosuf Ke'ilu Osa? So this is what the Shvus Yaakov works around with. And again, the Shvus Yaakov tries to fa'emfer that oinsa, there's different type of oinsa. There's oinas Korav, there's an Indian of a Korav and Shia, Korav Loinus. But what we want to try to introduce is a very interesting Meshe Chochma. The Meshe Chochma addresses this Indian, and he says as follows, Legaba, the Indian of Tkiya Shofar. So the Meshe Chochma in Parshas Emor brings this Gemara of Kol Shana Shein Toikim B'Tchilosa, Meriah Lo B'Soifa. And he brings the Sialad Oinse, he brings the Baal Halachas Gedoilus that says, not when it's on Shabbos, but it's we're talking about our Oinus. So he says, Hakavono, Ein HaTkia, Mitzvahs Asei, K'moy Kol HaMitzvahs. Tkia is not like any other Mitzvahs Asei, Asher, Behedoro Ye'onesh Avli Kiyim Oiso, that any other Mitzvah, if a person doesn't do a Mitzvah, he's Mevatla Mitzvah. When a person is mavatla mitzvah, there's an oinish, there's consequences. However, if it's an oinus, rachmona patre. So he says, shofar is not the same as any other mitzvah. What's shofar? Shofar, he says, is like a refuah. It's a medicine. It's a medicine that we need in order to have a good geben shtiar. We need to blow shofar in the beginning of the year. And he says, try to imagine a choila, Loyaleinu, that goes to the doctor. And the doctor says, you know what, there's a perfect medicine for your machla. If you take it for 10 days, you're going to be healed. So which nar is he not going to go and listen to the doctor? 10 days goes by, he comes back to the doctor, he's sick like anything. So the doctor asks him, did you take your medicine? Oh, it broke and it fell and I lost it and I did. He has a whole list of tirutzim, why he didn't take the medicine. He's an oinus, he's a real oinus. But it's not going to help him. The only way that's going to help him is if he's going to take that medicine. It's not an inyan of, this is why you have to take it. If you're not going to take it, that's the only way that you're going to be able to get healed. So says the Meshech Chochma, that shofar is not an inyan of, it's a mitzvah, but it has the segula, that if you don't do the segula, you don't have the Indian of B'Soifa. Now, as the Shechachma, what's with Shabbos? The Chayre, so now we understand why even a Oynus, Kol Shana Shei Marila B'Tchilosa, why Shabbos is different. So the Meshechachma says here, a Gevaldig Yechidish. Meshechachma says, on Shabbos we have the same problem. If we don't blow Shofar, we have a problem. However, there's something else here that plays a role on Shabbos. Why does Klal Yisrael, after knowing the importance of blowing shofar, and after understanding and appreciating that it's not stam, it's a medicine that we have to take, why do we give it up? Why are we mevater on blowing shofar, even though it's so important? The reason why mevater is mishim kavod shamayim, which means that there might be a yid living in some far off city. Right? Because anyone living in a city with other Yidden, he doesn't need to go and learn how to blow shofar. Go to shul and pay membership. Go to shul and you'll be able to blow shofar. So we're talking about someone that is living in a city where there's no other Yidden. And he wakes up, he remembers on Rosh Hashanah morning, oi, it's Rosh Hashanah morning, I have to go blow shofar. I don't know how to go blow shofar. And there's a chacham that knows how to teach him how to blow shofar. And there has to be a Rosh Hasharabim in that city, because the Shulchan Aruch says, Bizmaneinu ein lanu Rosh Hasharabim. So we have so many details that has to happen, that maybe there could be such an off situation, that there's a yid someplace in the end of the world, in such a situation where he wants to blow shofar and he didn't want till now because it's he woke up the Rosh Hashanah morning, and there's a chacham that can teach him, and there is a shusharabim that rises in that city, and he's going to go to learn how to blow shofar, and that is why the entire Klal Yisrael in the whole wide world doesn't blow shofar. Why? Because there shouldn't be maybe a chashash of chilul Shabbos, which is inyan of koyd shamayim. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you are so getried to me, you're so devoted that you're willing to give up such an important thing, a medicine, not a mitzvah. A mitzvah, you could say it's a oinus. No, you're giving up something that's for your benefit. You're giving it up because you don't want me, my cover to be nischalal. This is going to be an exemption. I will make sure that you have a good year. That is the yesoid of how the Meshech Chochmah explains this whole inyan. So, l'chayre, according to this, the inyan of why by shofar, even by oinus, we have a problem, is not because it's be'etzem, there's a problem when a person wants to do a mitzvah. It's only an inyan of, because we're missing out a certain segula. Now, the same type of idea we can pass on also to the inyan of sukkah. By sukkah, avada, there's a mitzvah of sukkah. Last month, the palik, it's a mitzvah like any other mitzvahs. But besides the etzah mitzvah of sukkah, there are so many segulas de ginyonim in the inyan of sukkah, which we some of it we say in the nusach that some people say before the first night, that it's an inyan of lachsois mizerim imimotar, it's an inyan of protection, there's an inyan of the chitzoinim. There's all kinds of different angles of how to explain the whole inyan of sukkah, is the inyan of golus, that after gilisi batzoim pishi, that after we go through Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there's the inyan of going to Golos. There's all kinds of different aspects of what the segula of the inyan of Sukkah is. Which means that if we miss out the inyan of Sukkah, we're not only missing out a mitzvah. Because if it would be only because of a mitzvah, it's still negotiable. A mitzvah, choshev la'asas mitzvah, there are different ways of how a person can be mekayim a mitzvah. However, when we're looking for the segulas ha-mitzvah, the Segulas HaMitzvah, the only way we can achieve and get the Segulas HaMitzvah is by actually mekayim the mitzvah. Now, this concept we see in many other places. And we'll try to bring some achronim that bring out the same type of idea. First of all, there is a shtickle in the Koyvetz Ha'aretz from Rebbe Chonah Wasserman. He says, by the inyan of Chishev La'asas Mitzvah, Mipnei Shenenas, the Ma'al Olabakos of Kilo Osa, says the Rebbe Chonon, he says, Hainu Shenechshav Ki'ilu Kiyam Mitzvah Zasham Yisborach. You mekayim the mitzvah. Abel HaTikun Habo Al Yidei Maisa HaMitzvah Loim Nasa Al Yidei Machshav Tegereder. There are certain tikkunim that a person achieves by doing mitzvahs. You can never achieve that by Ki'ilu. The Ki'ilu doesn't help for these type of things. For that, you actually have to do the mitzvah b'poil mamash. There's an interesting Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer has a whole shtickle by the sugya of Asara Zehuvim. We know that the Gemara says in Masechet Chulin that when someone takes away a mitzvah from someone else, he has to pay Asara Zehuvim. Why? Because that's the Shavis of a brocha. That's where the Makar is of benching is Arboim Zehuvim, because you have four brochas, so each brocha is 10 Zehuvim. So the Chassam Sofer says, L'choyre nire, lo yischar shivu ha-mitzvah, oy ha-brocha chalila. You want to say that the whole mitzvah is worth 10 quid? No. L'shum oifen, says the Chassam Sofer. We have no idea. There's no way a person can even fathom what the worth of a mitzvah is. There is an interesting haflaw, which has a shaykhus to this. The haflaw speaks about by Rus. The pasuk says that Rus told the daughter-in-law. She said, Rus was told by Naomi, Yishalom Hashem pa'olech usim askurtech shleima me'im Hashem. So the haflaw asks, usim askurtech shleima me'im Hashem. Is there any other hava mina? In other words, you go to your employer and you tell him, please pay me my full wage. Okay, depending who he is. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avada, Yashalom Hashem Pa'alech, right? An employer can pay someone, but You know, he garnishes here and there. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yishalom Hashem Pa'olech, we understand it's Tzehum HaSkirt HaShalem. So the Aflos says that sometimes a person can determine, he can paskin for himself what his schar is going to be. Let's take, for example, a mincha, right? How much schar does a person get for a mincha? So what would it take for a person to miss a minya mincha? Now, we're not talking in the summer when you could daven until 9:30. We're talking in the winter when 3:30 is the cutoff point for mincha. Yeah, you're in the middle of a business meeting, and so if, let's say, you know, you can push your lunch off, fine, you're going to catch a mincha. If you're talking to your secretary, oh, I'm sorry, I have to go, go kachap a mincha. But if someone is in the middle of a business meeting where we're talking about big money, so it depends. For a deal of 100 pounds, nah, he's going to go daven mincha. 1,000 pounds, it really depends. 10,000 pounds, again, we're talking about levels. But let's say if a person, for 1,000 pounds, he'll stay in the meeting, and he's going to daven mincha twice. He has a heter, al pi shulchan aruch. If a person starts off as being able to daven mincha, and then the oinus comes later, he's still an oinus. He can daven al pi shulchan aruch. He can find heterim, no problem. But lemais, Rabid, how much is a mincha worth? A mincha is worth up to 1,000 pounds, because that's how much that's the price tag you put onto a mincha. So now you're going to get that schar for the mincha yidav na Yom Kippur and the mincha yidav na Erev Yom Kippur, and you clap al chait. A mincha is a mincha. Your mincha is worth up to 1,000 pounds. So that's what Aflos says. So here, what did Ruth show? What was her yid to become a yid? What was the value to that? What did she give up? Everything. She was a bas malachim. She was a princess. She had the good life open to her. And what did she do? She threw everything away. Ameich ami, bashatelchi elech. She gave everything up to become a yid. Such a person is Yishalom Hashem Pa'olech. Every person is Yishalom Hashem Pa'olech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays us for our minchas, or for whatever misses we do. But here it's going to be full price, which we don't know what it is. Ayin l'ra'asa, we don't understand what the price for a mitzvah. But this person, because she gave up everything, she showed that by her it's invaluable. And therefore, that's something that only in the end of Welt she would find out. So the Chasam Sofer says the same thing. 10 zehuvim. How could you put a price tag on a mitzvah? 10 zehuvim. So the Chasam Sofer says, Miyuchal l'shayer, who can be m'shayer, v'chol chetzal lo yishvu ba. And then he says another thing, says the Chasam Sofer. Why, if someone is about to do a mitzvah, right? The Gemara speaks about kisu adam, or mila, or any type of thing. He wants to do a mitzvah, someone else goes and he's mechased adam. You owe him 10 zehuvim. That person still gets schar, choshav lasis mitzvah, v'lo yoso. So why does that person have to pay him the 10 zehuvim? Says the Chasam Sofer, hefrish yesh. There's a big difference between a oisa mitzvah u'mekabel schar, oinenas v'loy also u'mekabel schar. You cannot compare the schar of someone that did a mitzvah in Bepoyal and the person that's ke'ilu he did a mitzvah. Ki zeh ha'oisa, because through the mitzvah he came into the simcha, he has the simcha of doing a mitzvah. The niskar al zeh, the zeh shenenas mitztayer ashloi zocha la'avod Hashem u'mekabel schar shamayim al tzaroi. So in other words, what he's saying is that this 10 zehuvim is not for the schar of mitzvah, because they both get schar mitzvah. The 10 zehuvim is the pain, that the physical pain that a person has or should have when he missed an opportunity to do a mitzvah. But again, we see the same yisoid, that you can't compare when a person actually does a mitzvah, or it's the ke'ilu. Ke'ilu is not always, you know what they say, by Tanesim, we have ke'ilu, right? You eat from a suda pidyon aben, it's ke'ilu isana peidala Tanesim. But the stomach feels much better, right, with the ke'ilu isana, then, you know, you can't compare the two things. You know, someone that's actually going through the Tanesim, and the other person that's doing the ke'ilu, we can't expect that they should both have the same consequences. You know, a person that's misagav atzmoi is in a much different madrega than the person that eats some kotzketzik and sugar cubes and from a pidyon aben and he's yoytze the pei dalat hanesim. Another place where we find this concept is, there's an interesting Imre Bina. Imre Bina was one of the Gedolim of Yerushalayim, and basically, we don't have time to go into the whole Inyan, but the Nekuda that he speaks about is, someone asked him, a stira, b'negei at the Inyan of Yisoschar Zvulun, that mitzad echad we know that there's a concept of Yisoschar Zvulun. The Ramah brings it, that we find it in different places in Chazal, that if a person doesn't have the opportunity to be able to learn properly, he can pay someone that person sits and learns, and he supports him, and then they're both mekabel, the equal schar. So he brings Rabbeinu Yerucham that says one way, the makar of the Ramah is Rabbeinu Yerucham about having Yisoschar Zvulun. And then he brings from the Rav Hai Goyim, from the one of the Goyim, that says, Misha Nosan Odom, they asked him a shayla. Someone gave a person Zohav, Amanash Yikra Batoira. Uzuchus Hakriya Yaloi. So he says, Dvorim Elu Divrei Hevel. Ein Lismoy Chalayim. Ve Ichyala Alev, Kishore Shazet, Shal Maisim Toivim, Shal Sazet, should go Lizet. There's no such thing, says the Rav Hai Goyim. So the Imre Bina wants to understand, L'chore, we have the Ramah, and how does that reconcile with the Rav Hai Goyim? So the Imre Bina basically, it's a whole arichas, but the nekud of his thing is that there are two parts in Limud HaTorah. There are two inyonim. There are two inyonim of schar in Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah, the proper way of Limud HaTorah is Amelus BaTorah. A person has to delve into it. La'asoyk v'divrei Torah. And that's something that not everyone has the ability to, not everyone has the facility, the faculties. You know, different people have different, you know, are made in a different way. So, for that part, you can take someone that he's going to fulfill that part in Limud HaTorah that you can't fulfill. But that doesn't mean that you're totally off the hook. It doesn't mean that you're totally, you can do whatever. You also have a chiev in order to have a shaykhus to the Indian of Torah, in order to have a shark as a connection, you have to learn yourself. It's like eating. You can't stay alive if you pay someone else to eat for you. No matter what, you can serve him the most expensive food. But if you can eat bread and water. You don't have to eat the expensive food. But if you don't eat bread and water, you're going to die. So he said, Mama, the same thing. There's a part of learning which is bread and water. And that, if a person doesn't do, his neshama becomes manutak. It becomes disconnected. Because the only way he disconnected is through Torah. Yisrael v'ayraisa v'kutcha b'rika chatu. And that connection is only through Torah. What kind of Torah? You can learn Chumash, you can learn Ein Yaakov, you can learn anything. Torah is so vast. You can learn anything. Tilim. Anything you do that has a shaykhaz, ezo mekoyim v'shozavochem, that's part of your yotze dat chiyuv. Even more than that, the Gemara says, "Afilo lo yikarei krishma el shachas va'arbis." You're mekayim. That's the bare minimum. Without that, there's no shachas. Then there's the other part. For that, well, what kind of schar is a person going to get for doing krishma shachas va'arbis? That's the basic minimum. So there's levels. For that level and the schar for that, you can be part of, by supporting someone that's doing that instead of you. So this is again the same type of idea, that there are certain parts and certain aspects in mitzvahs, kima torah mitzvahs, that you cannot be moitzi yourself with someone else. It's a mitzvah shebegufo, it's something that it's up to you to do. And if you don't do it, you can have excuses, you can have all kinds of different tirutzim, but it's not going to help your cause, it's not going to help your situation. And this is, one of these things, is the Indian of a sukkah, which, as we explained, that the reason why we fuss over rain and why rain is something that we're scared of when it comes to sukkahs is because we're not only looking to be mekayim the mitzvah. Mekayim the mitzvah, our oinus is ki'ilu also. However, we want also the segula of the mitzvah. And because we want the segula of the mitzvah, the only way we can achieve the segula of the mitzvah is by doing it ourselves. If it rains, we can't do it. And that is why, Baruch Hashem, this year we had a beautiful Yom Tov so far. The Eibshter Helfen should continue this way, and it should only start raining on Shmini Atzeres. Marsha Baruch, Amor Yidagesh.
Thank you.